In his works on nature, Aristotle attempted to discover a hierarchy of classes and species, but was overwhelmed by the sheer volume of his research. He was convinced that nature had a purpose, and that each feature of an animal was there for a function. "Nature does nothing in vain," he claimed. It was to be well over 2 millennia before biology made any effective advance on this notion, with Darwin's theory of evolution. By now, Aristotle had acquired a reputation as the leading intellectual throughout Greece. Philip of Macedon had recently overrun Greece, for the first time uniting its bickering city-states into one sovereign country, and he invited Aristotle to become tutor to his unruly young son, Alexander. As Aristotle's father had been personal physician and friend to Philip's father, Aristotle was considered one of the family, and he felt obliged to accept this regal offer. Reluctantly, he set out for the Macedonian capital of Pella. Nowadays, Pella is little more than a field of stones, with some pebble mosaics and half a dozen columns beside the busy main road from Thessaloniki to the western Greek border. It is a surprisingly unimpressive spot, considering that this was the first capital of ancient Greece, and later, after Alexander the Great launched his campaign to conquer the world, it could even have claimed to be the first and last capital of the known world. Here in 343 BC, one of the finest minds the world has ever known set about trying to educate one of the greatest megalomaniacs the world has ever known. Aristotle was 42 years old. Alexander was 13. But not surprisingly, it was Alexander who won hands down. The headstrong young pupil learned absolutely nothing from his tutor during the 3 years of their association, or so the story goes. Aristotle was convinced of the superiority of the Greeks to all other races. In his eyes, the finest leader would be a Homeric hero such as Achilles, whose mind had been exposed to the latest advances in Greek civilization. And he believed that in man's mind lay an ability to subdue the entire world. There's no denying that Alexander bore an uncanny resemblance to this blueprint, even if he did not turn out quite as Aristotle might have wished. But we can only speculate on this meeting of minds, about which curiously little is known. What is known is that in payment for his services, Aristotle asked Philip to rebuild his birthplace Stagira, which had inadvertently been reduced to rubble during one of Philip's recent campaigns in the Halkidiki Peninsula.